What is Adam Gase dialing up here? Going deep in the end zone. Touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey throws into the end zone. Touchdown, Bears! Threw it perfectly to Matt Forte.
How similar in football personality are you and Jay Cutler?
We're closer than what people realize. You know, Dowell always kind of says, he's like, you guys are the same person. It's
and really those who don't know Dowell is Dowell Loggins,
our quarterback's coach. And it's funny, the interaction between us and then Dowell just kind of shakes his head because it's two guys that are very similar in personalities going at it sometimes and trying to figure out the best way to do things. And, you know, we're both a little hard-headed every once in a while and want to try to get it done our way. But at the end of the day, when we hit Sunday, we're on the same page.
Some have suggested the hamstring injury he suffered was the best thing to happen to him, because it appears that he's doing a much better job of moving in and around the pocket and resetting.
I think what's happened a little bit is the hamstring, which we're, you know, going into the Oakland game, we had to be very careful because we were not sure how it was going to react. But I do think Dowell has done some things in practice to help him get better in that area. The calmness that he has, the way he's making plays, the way he's seeing the field right now, it's great to see because you can always point to, you did it in practice, and now it's translating the game.
At any point in your coaching career, did your age impact the situation you were in a negative way?
I was lucky enough to be with John Kitna. I think I was like 26, 27. He was like 35. And I asked him, and I'm like, does the fact that I never played college football bother you? And does my age bother you? And he shot it down right away. He was like, find a way to help me get better. And that's all I focused on after that. I was like, he doesn't care about all that stuff. He wants to make sure that I help him get better, period.
Given your history and how you got here as a coach, when did it start?
It really started when I was in college. So it wasn't college, as young as, okay. as you would think. I was working with a lot of GAs at Michigan State, working for Coach Saban. What was going on was it just felt like a 10-hour day felt like an hour. It was just going so fast.
You've been influenced by a lot of different people.
I think the starting point being Nick Saban, I don't think many people get to be thrown into a guy that's probably one of the best, you know, at the profession. And then getting around Steve Mariucci, Dick Geron, Rod Marinelli, Mike Martz, Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary, and then with Josh and John Fox, it's just something that you have to take full advantage of them and you have to try to learn as much as possible.
Could have anyone foreseen this happening to you as a kid?
I don't
think
so.
If I had to pull everybody, including your parents,
What did they think you were going to be? I don't even know. I've never asked them. I know at one point my dad was kind of like, what are you really doing, you know, at LSU? And he was just asking a lot of questions because they had no idea. I think my dad was always somebody that wanted to be able to help direct me in a certain direction, and he wasn't really sure how to do that because he had no involvement in what I was doing.
If there was any adversity in your life, what might it have been that you overcame to be in this particular position?
I was an intern for LSU, and it was just trying to figure out, like, how long am I going to be this poor? It's like college loans are coming in, you got a lot of debt. You're trying to figure out how much longer you can do that. At one point, you know, I interviewed for an insurance salesman job with, you know, my dad had set something up with a guy he knew in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And I just remember I had a group of friends I went to college with. They talked me out of it, and it worked out. You know, things kind of started moving after that, but just surviving the fact that you're not making a lot of money, just like every other, you know, young 20-year-old, you know, you're grinding. And just being able to hold on and just keep trying to stay with what you really love doing.